Whether you want your dog to come, heal, or sit, it's the Tip Top Canine Podcast, and you know what time is it. All right, Tip Top Nation, what is going on? My name is Clay Clark. I happen to be a business coach. If you look at my name, Clay Clark, I was a former SBA Entrepreneur of the Year, and I'm joined here today with the Amazon best-selling author of a book called Start Here, Marshall Morris, Eric Chupp, the renowned business coach, and the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who has built the business that is now going to multiply all over the planet. It is Ryan Wimpy with Tip Top Canine. Ryan, how are you doing, my man?
Doing good, man. What's up, Clay?
Well, I'm excited to talk about this topic because this topic here, it has far-ranging implications into the dog training world. There's a lot of times that people will find Tip Top Canine on Google.
Right.
They'll type in the word dog training. For instance, right now in Southlake, you guys come up top in Google in Southlake, Texas. They type in Southlake dog training. Bam, they're going to find you. They might type in Oklahoma City dog training. Bam, they find you. They're gonna find Tip Top Canine, and therefore because you're looking for dog training, and so you're out there and you go, gosh, okay, I found him, and you have a dog, and you want to find a company that can train your dog. That's fair. You're looking for a company to train your dog. You Google searched it. You found it. You want somebody to help your dog. But your dog might not be the right fit. And you might say, why is my dog not the right fit? Well, this is an example. Why is Wiz Khalifa not the guy you want to lead praise and worship at your church? Why would you not want Wiz Khalifa to lead praise and worship at your church? Okay, why would you not? So, Marshall, I'm going to start with you. First off, who is Wiz Khalifa?
I don't know
roughly
who Wiz Khalifa is.
This is why I'm referencing Wiz Khalifa. Marshall, why would you not want Wiz Khalifa to lead praise and worship at your church?
First and foremost, I would say probably the profanity would not be widely accepted from the altar.
If Wiz Khalifa wasn't available, why would you not want French Montana to be a backup?
I would say for the same reasons. And that's where I would start.
Is that a menu item at a restaurant?
Why would you not want Katy Perry to be singing backup with Wiz Khalifa at your church?
I actually know who that is.
Okay, I'm just saying, because there's certain people that just aren't a right fit for that format, for that audience. They don't have the same values, the same mindset, the same whatever. There are certain dogs where you go, this dog is Wiz Khalifa. And I have a church service going on, and this is not the right, you know, this is not the right format, the right dog. So talk to me about the kinds of dogs that just cannot be trained, and it's better for the listeners to find out now and saying this dog's not trainable. Please do tell. What kind of dog is not the right fit?
Well, as far as not trainable or not trainable on our system, we tell people up front, hey, 95% of dogs are trainable on our system. And when we come out for $1 for the first lesson, we work with the dog and let them know normally right then. Right? Some dogs, so wolf hybrids, we don't train any of those. They don't always react like dogs, so we don't always train them. But lately we have
a wolf hybrid.
Wolf hybrid.
Okay.
Are you pulling that up?
No, that's what you're saying. That's a dog that is a combination of a wolf meets dog.
Yeah, and so they take a wolf and they breed it with either a husky or a wolf and a German shepherd, and depending, it has different percentage of wolf and different percentage of dog. And when we use dog training methods on a wolf, it does not always work. I've trained timber wolves and seen good results, but when I've trained like gray wolves and arctic wolves, it's like nothing.
What are the desirable characteristics from a wolf? What are the, like, what, like, why do they mix some wolf in there? Is it just kind of like, I want to be a little bit.
People are crazy.
I want a little bit of crazy in my dog.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Wolves look cool.
They look awesome. So I have a neighbor, they've got a wolf, and it is gorgeous, and it's really cool.
So it's a very beautiful.
Your neighbor has a wolf?
Dude, it was, yeah. It's huge.
Is he like a baron somewhere? Who has wolves?
This might be a weird time to admit this, but I would say, Marshall, have you seen my pet alligator?
Oh.
I have
an alligator hybrid, actually. It's mixed.
Yeah, no, he has
German
like
shepherd.
An 8-foot
alligator bred with a triceratops.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna list off a few dog breeds that they say are difficult to train.
Yes.
And you can chime in as to whether this is
actually the
move.
This game.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so the Afghan hound.
Oh, no. That's
No?
No, I don't want to train one.
Okay, I'm going to pull up on the big screen. Let's look. Boy, look at this dog.
So the Afghan hound is...
Looks like a nice guy.
Is supposed to... That's not an Afghan hound. No,
that's a bulldog.
No, come on. Afghan hound. Let me pull it up here.
They're supposed to be one of the literally most unintelligent breeds.
Ouch.
Like,
oh, there it is. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, is that a Wookiee?
Look at it.
I don't think they're unintelligent. I just don't think they can see with all that.
Look at the one running to the right. It does look like a Wookiee.
What in the world? That's a Wookiee.
It's an Ewok.
That's definitely not. Look at that.
That's a mop with a face.
Yeah. What in the world? Look at that. Why is that even a breed?
That's Chewbacca's cousin.
Get out of here. That's ridiculous. That is Chewbacca. That is not a cousin. That's the same. That is Chewbacca.
I'm sure they have some good ones, but the ones I've seen and been around, worked with, they seem like nothing is there. Like the lights are barely even on and no one's home.
What about a Chow Chow?
Okay, we don't train chows either. So the chows are trainable. I've worked with two chows, but the thing is they have a lot of guard instinct. They're very sharp and unpredictable dogs, and they normally bond really, really closely to one owner, right? They're not as popular anymore because they bit so many people and bit a lot of kids as a breed in whole. And I'm sure there's going to be people out there that love their chow chow, but... when I come in as a stranger and all of a sudden I take a dog that's closely bonded to one person and is guarding one person, that's how a lot of them act. It can be bad. And Chow Chows and Akitas can both, we've seen them a lot, bite without shadowing. So like they're not like growling and giving you the stink eye. They're like there and then they're like tagging you.
Real quick, could you train this particular individual, Wiz Khalifa? Could you train Wiz Khalifa? Could you teach Wiz Khalifa to not smoke inside?
Based off his picture, I don't think I could teach him to smoke.
Look
not
at that.
Smoke inside.
Look, I mean, Wiz Khalifa is a real winner chicken dinner. I don't know why you wouldn't want Wiz Khalifa to hang out with you. There's Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, Wiz Khalifa. Okay.
Okay.
A Basenji. First up, is a Basenji an actual breed? Basenji,
it's an actual breed. It's a real breed. The last one I trained, it was rowdy. It actually got returned to the breeder. So they're actually more like cats, and they're not. They don't even actually bark. They make like a like weird little noise.
Really?
Yeah. So like, they're actually like cats.
Meow.
I think there any dog that's like a little more wild and hasn't been domesticated for a few hundred years or so, I think it's hard. If they don't have dog characteristics and they're not like actual dogs.
Yep.
So like a coyote. I went to someone's house before and they literally had a freaking coyote in their house. Right. And this lady said, so what kind of dog is this? And she says, it's an American Indian dog. And I was like, there's no such thing.
That's called a coyote.
Did I tell you about Steve Currington and the deer?
No.
Do you know what you guys know about the story?
I have no
idea.
Okay. There's a very, very good friend of Steve Currington, who is a very wealthy guy. And he apparently almost hit a deer while driving, or something happened. Or he almost hit a deer, but he didn't hit the deer. It was like his baby deer. And he felt bad. He's like, gosh, this deer can't be out there alone. It's all by itself. You know, I got to take care of this because deer's like wanting to hang out by the side of his car or something. He brings the deer. And this deer is like a baby deer.
A fawn. Oh, no.
He literally has now raised the deer as a domesticated animal in his house.
No.
I swear. So now the guy has a deer that lives in his house.
Pet deer.
That is full size and it lives in his house. No, seriously.
Is it a male deer or a female deer?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The guys that witness security, they go to install a massive security system.
What the?
In a mansion. And they're in there and they're in the and they're putting the cameras up and this guy's got super thick granite countertops and very nice house. I mean it's 7,000-8,000 square foot house, big house, and they're doing what they're doing. They're and the guys, you know, the owner's like, hey, I'm gonna peace out for a little bit. I'm gonna go do whatever, and y'all be back in a little bit. And they hear this hooves getting close to them, and they're like, I mean, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. And they look, and they're like, there's a deer in the house. So the guy comes back, and he's like, oh guys, sorry, I forgot to tell you real quick. I have a pet deer,
Bambi,
and it lives with me. It's totally cool though. But this deer is like totally domesticated deer. I don't even know how that's possible. But I didn't believe him.
That's
I didn't
hilarious.
Believe witness security, nor did I believe Steve when he told me. And so they've got photos. Steve's got so many photos of this deer at the house, and it like hangs out with him all the time.
Is it
watches.
Potty trained?
I don't know. I just thought, gosh, that's something.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pet
so
deer.
Now the next kind of breed, is it possible to train a bulldog? Can you train a bulldog?
Yeah. So we are able to train a lot of bulldogs. What we've seen a ton lately is English bulldogs. Is we haven't seen a lot of progress with English dogs, English bulldogs with aggression. We've seen a lot of aggression issues that we're managing some, but we are not. And I've just been being straight up with clients. Some of the English bulldogs, there's a little bit of inbreeding and line breeding going on. And so the genetics kind of get messed up a little bit. But I'm seeing bulldog after bulldog after bulldog with aggression issues, dog and people both. So that's we train them yet. They're trainable. They're smart. They're cool dogs. Normally they have awesome personalities.
Right.
But, man, the genetics that they have going on right now is just it's sad.
What about a bloodhound? Can you train a bloodhound?
If you give me enough hours, they're freaking hard.
Really?
They are so stubborn. Yeah. Even a half bloodhound, like we did half bloodhound, half lab, but any of the hounds, the hound families, they're pretty hard.
Look at this.
Marshall can't stop laughing. Just
you know what
it.
We should do? This is something I'd like to do. I'm just saying this here on the podcast, Brian.
Oh
this is something
gosh.
I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I'd like to do headshots of the dogs at the office. Like on like a Saturday, I would love to have headshots of the dogs.
Professional dog shots.
I mean, that'd be great Facebook material all over the nation. You know,
oh, yeah,
you bring
sure.
in some of your favorite dogs and you do headshots with them. I mean,
I wouldn't probably choose a bloodhound for headshots.
Look at that. Look
how beautiful that thing is. Skin is so tight.
Wow.
Just had some work done.
Nice. All right. So next one here. Let's go with pecking geese.
Pekingese. Is that
Pekingese?
What that is?
Pekingese.
Pekingese. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Pekingese. I got it. Can you train a Pekingese?
Yes. Pekingese. Trainable.
Whoa.
Yes.
Dog. What?
That's a mop.
What in the world?
Yeah, we
what
have trained Pekingese, and they are trainable. Yeah. We've also, if you look for Peek-a-Poo,
what?
Pekingese poodle mix.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, Peek-a-Poo.
You were making this up.
No. Pull it up, Peek-a-Poo.
Wait, so I want to show you guys this. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. Several seconds. I'm gonna do my side by side because I feel
several
like
seconds.
Okay, wait a second. They're the same.
Look at that.
An Ewok is
a Pekingese.
A Pekingese. Look at him. It's the same thing. Look at this. They're the same guy. The same eyes.
Black glassy eyes.
Look at him. That's the same thing. There's no difference. They're
oh
the.
My gosh.
That's unbelievable. Okay. Okay.
Okay, look up a what? A Peek-a-Poo.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that? A Peek-a-Poo?
P-E-K-P-O-O.
P-E-K-A-P-O-O. I worry about Googling these things.
I know.
I'm Googling the wrong thing.
Not on your work computer.
Okay. There he
that's
is.
That's a baby Wookiee.
Oh, yeah.
A baby Ewok.
Look at those guys.
Yeah. Wow.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Okay, let's look at the next dog. Can you train a Dachshund? Is that what you say?
Dachshund.
A
wiener dog.
A Dachshund?
Wiener dog.
Well, why are they spelled so differently? Why can't this be Doc Sand or something?
Yeah, so potty training wise, we have a really hard time. That's what we're going to talk about next podcast. Actually, a dachshund that we actually had to send home from boot camp. But yeah, so we have been able to obedience train some dachshunds. We have a really hard time potty training, though.
Really
hard time. I think a lot of the den instinct is, been bred out. But.
Gotcha.
What about a Welsh terrier?
It runs like a Welshman.
Welsh Terrier. Can
yes.
you train a Welsh Terrier?
Yes, we can. We have, and we didn't have any problems with the Welsh Terrier.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
So Welsh Terriers are okay?
Mm.
Okay. Despite what they say, they being the people that are wrong, you can train a Welsh...
you can train a Welsh Terrier.
Like I always say, you can always train a Welsh Terrier. Okay. So now we look on to a Boar... Is it Borzoi? Is that right?
Never trained a Borzoi.
Is that a real animal?
Yes.
I think a lot of times these dog blogs, they invent
dog
names. These
whoa!
They just, I don't know.
It's kind of like a long-haired greyhound.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I've never trained one. So there's a lot of dog breeds out there. Most people don't realize that, but even doing it for like 11 years, I'm still running across dog breeds I didn't know. It's crazy.
Now, finally, the final dog breed. I grew up with these dogs as a kid, had them as a kid. This is why I've been scarred because of this.
These are vicious.
I was raised with beagles.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, love beagles.
You can train a beagle?
You can. Now, they take a long time, and if you're not firm or if they will look for any weakness in anybody, and they're so freaking cute, they'll get away with tons of stuff because people are just like, oh, my gosh, look how cute this little dog is. But they can be not hateful, but just, like, so independent that, you know.
Look at that face.
That's so cute. It's such a cute dog. Like, how the dog's like, I don't want to sit, and you see this super cute face, and you're like, okay.
You can stand, buddy.
Yeah. So the cuteness in there, any of the hounds are going to be strong-willed.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you're saying even though this little cute little guy, he might look like a cute little guy, but these beagles, they can be difficult to train.
They can be a terrorist. Yeah.
They can be. Okay. Now on our next podcast, what are we talking about next?
Next podcast, I want to talk about two dogs that weren't a good fit for our boot camp program specifically that had to go home and why and kind of where we go from there.
Okay. Awesome. So we're going to talk about what to do when we discover that these two dogs weren't a good fit. We're going to talk about sending some dogs home.
Yes, sir.
And letting the client know that they're not really a good fit.
Yeah, and how we do that.
My name's Clay Clark. That's Ryan Wimpy. That's Marshall Morris. That's Eric Chupp. This is the Tip Top Canine Podcast. Stay tuned.